Looking and considering the financial or the final historical events that is given here, I reasoned to take one more point that I found in chapter 30, concluding this book with this point. Chapter 29, as you go along, as you read in through that, you'll find that you'll recall the Philistines were gathering to go up against Israel. David had fled Israel and moved into the land of the Philistines, made friendships with King Achish. And Achish had given David a town which was close to Israel's borders for him and his men to go and stay at. And now the Philistines have come up. Saul had seen the size of the army. He had sought counsel. He went to a witch and got counsel from a witch who the Lord allowed the devil to portray himself as Samuel. And Saul spoke with that, and the devil, instead of giving David any encouragement or trying to encourage him to return unto the Lord, or not David, I'm Saul, I'm sorry. Instead of telling it, we knew it wasn't Samuel, because Samuel was a man of God. But this devil who was dressed in an ephod or whatever, and was allowed to be portrayed as Samuel, told Saul that the Philistines were going to take his life. And so now we've come to that part where the Philistines have gathered. This is chapter 29. The princes of the Philistines, though, they told Achish, look, we don't want David to fight with us. So they sent David away. They sent him back home, and Achish agreed to that. In chapter 30, we'll read a couple of points there that were made. But then in chapter 31, Saul goes into battle. And, of course, Saul and the Israelites are destroyed, and Saul's head is removed from him. I would like to spend a moment this morning considering part of David's victory and his division of his spoils that we will read about in chapter 30. Would you join me in looking at verse 22 through 24 of chapter 30? David had gone out. What had happened is David had gone back to home. He had found that his home had been burnt, that another people had come in and taken everything, including their wives and their children, their cattle and everything else. They not only had done this to David's, they had also gone over into the land of Israel, and taken some of their booty too. So these people, these raiders, had taken quite a bit. And when David came back, he went to the Lord. He asked for the ephod to be brought before him. He went to the Lord on advice, which is what Saul should have done instead of going to a witch. David went to the Lord. The Lord said, yes, go after them and I will give you everything back. So David had gone after them. On his way to go after them, some of the men, remember David had an army of about 600 men, about 200 of those men, they had not eaten much lately, and they were very weary. They did not have the strength to continue. Yet they were still part of the army. They had still gone out and fought. They had still done all these other things, but they had come to where they were exhausted, and that was all they had. So David had gone. He had conquered the people. He got all the stuff back, everything back, and they got a whole bunch of it. So David now, in verse 22, then answered all the wicked men and the men of Belial and those that went with David. And he said, because they went not, speaking of these 200 men, they had come back now, they went not with us, we will not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered. So these men here are sitting there, they're thinking, you know, okay, these guys stayed behind. We're the ones who went and fought these guys and did all the work. We should be the ones who get the booty. They didn't help any at all. What did they do? What have they done that they deserve anything? I'll tell you what, we'll give every man his wife and his children that they may lead them away and depart. But look what David said. Then said David, ye shall not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord hath given us, who hath preserved us and delivered the company that came against us into our hand. Just as we spoke of a moment ago in the Proverbs of how we're to do this if we can and do that if we can, we know that we can't do these things. But we also know who it is has done it all for us. David has gone to these men and he says, whoa, wait a minute. These men were famished. They couldn't make the trip with us, but they're still the children of God. Who makes us to differ? God has given us everything. David is giving the Lord the credit, the glory that he deserves. The Lord hath given us. Who hath preserved us and delivered us the company that came against us into our hand? For who shall hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goeth down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarrieth by the stuff. They shall part alike. In other words, everybody shall get an even part about it. There are all kinds of people who feel that there are different treasures. Oh, and I know one of them is actually very close to me, and I'd rather just leave it at that and not say any more about that. But I have a very close relative who believes that there are different rewards in heaven. Folks, there is only one reward in heaven. Our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you have Jesus Christ, do you not have everything? Can you have any more than someone else? I'd like you to turn over to the 20th chapter of Matthew, if you would. We're going to consider this point of having more or less. We're going to consider what our Lord Jesus Christ will share with us on this very point. All things come from God. How can we boast about something if it's been a gift to us? Everything I have, God has given me according to his will. Should I not be happy with whatever he has given me? I know, though, we do fall short of that at times, don't we? I am in a position at work where I have the ability to push a little seniority on some people. I've been there a little longer than others. And I'll be honest with you, I've been in that position where I've gone to the dispatcher and said, hey, whoa, wait a minute, what are you giving him that for? I've got the seniority here. This is just, you know, I should be the one to get that. Can you find yourself in those same shoes at times, at one point or another in your life? Wait a minute, I got this. This is, this, you know, yeah. Our Lord tells us to be content with what we have. He'll give us everything. All things that we need will come to us as we need it. Look at what God has done for this little church here in Rescue. Has he not given us everything we needed? Yes. Has he not brought everything we needed right to this little church so that the gospel would continue here, so that we can continue to worship our Lord and hear the truth preached? In Matthew chapter 20, we read in verse 1, "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is in a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, that whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. And again he went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? And they say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. And he saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right that ye shall that shall ye receive. Even so when evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning with the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying that these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden of the heat of the day. So we see the picture. We see the picture where those who have gone out and labored hard all day long. Folks, look at the versatility that we have in this church right here alone. We have some who labor very, very hard. We have others who labor very little. Is there any difference in God's eyes of those children? No. Absolutely not. The woman who came and gave one penny in the offering was considered more than all the rest of the people who had given to that church because it was of the heart. When Christ does a work in our hearts, sometimes the labor, even the smallest labor there is, can be the biggest. I recall a woman who once attended this church, and she's been gone for a while now, so I believe I can use this name without offending anybody with it. Juanita Grimm. On a fixed income, living in the poverty of a very small and rundown mobile home park right over here off of the highway. I had been in her home a few times, and it was very rundown. Yet every Sunday morning she was here. Do you get what I'm trying to tell you? Every Sunday morning she was here.
Praise the Lord.
Exactly. Doing exactly what God wanted her to do, and that was to sit here and hear the gospel preached. Sometimes our biggest labor is just coming to hear God's word preached. These men cried out, "Oh, we've done all the work." Look what our Lord says next. But he answered one of them and he said, "Friend, I do thee no wrong. Christ has given us everything. You have all things. He's done no wrong to us. We don't deserve anything, do we? We deserve his wrath, and he took that wrath for us. Has he not given us all things and just that alone? Everything else is icing on the cake. Didst not thou agree with me for one penny? Take that thine is and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do as I will with my own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen." That little phrase right there at the end, what a big, big, big phrase that is. Many shall be called, but few chosen. As we go about doing whatever it is the Lord has laid upon our hearts to do, do it for the Lord. And remember, all gifts come from Him. We can't ask for any more than that.